The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS of Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, Bear Market Toolkit. Yes, we're in a bear market, but in that toolkit, we'll pull out some pliers and some screwdrivers, hammers, whatever's supposed to be in that toolkit to help you through and navigate this bear market. First thing we have to do is accept this bear market. By the way, you ever know a bull market and a bear market, how that comes from? Well, in the 1920s, a famous picture of how bulls and bears fight. Now, bull market means a market generally is going higher. And the way bulls fight, they fight with their horns and they go higher. And those grisly, yucky, awful bears, well, when they fight, they stand on their, I don't want to see what they look like, but they take their claws and they fight down. So we've been fighting this bear market actually probably since November of last year. But we're going to give you the toolkit. But just before we do that, I want to recap this week. Very interesting week because we came into it with a three-week skid. And I mean a really awful skid. 3 weeks ago on a Friday, Dow Jones Industrial Average is over 34,000. And we're about 31,700 3 weeks later. So we have to do the math. 2,300 point loss for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now, we know why that is. We also had a seven-day losing streak for the NASDAQ. Started to feel like one of those Yankees losing streaks. Oh, no, let's not go there. But you know, where the NASDAQ was down seven straight days, hasn't done that in 4 years. So it's been a very difficult time. So it's nice to see a U-turn this past week to break that three-week skid and to also break the skid for the NASDAQ losing streak. Now, I think the turning point this week, I would say, was on Thursday. Up until that point, the market was really concerned about what Fed Chair Powell was going to say. But he remained very consistent to what he said at Jackson Hole just about a week and a half ago, which was inflation, again, they're going to keep doing what they need to do, raising rates to inflation is pretty much eradicated. Now, that also means that September 20th and 21st meeting, the 21st meeting on September, 2 o'clock, will announce, most likely, 95% chance, another three-quarter rate hike. Okay, so the cost of money is going higher. And now, usually that market would tank on that type of information. And it did initially. Actually, as Powell was speaking, I watched in real time. The market kept cascading lower. Oh, boy, here we go. And then he got off the screen, which is nice. Got sick of seeing this guy. Okay. And then the market started recovering and started kind of pricing in, perhaps, that, yes, we're going to have to raise rates, but the good news is we're not going to run away inflation. The Federal Reserve is on top of it. And they have credibility because they're acting like they said they would, which is to combat inflation. Now, that leaves a whole bunch of problems from the market, but that was a turning point this week. So I think the recap, I would say, for this week, NFL season started. Thank you, Bills. I'm a Giants fan, but that was a lot of fun to watch NFL kick off. But other than that, for the highlight of the week, I believe on Thursday, where very quickly the markets sold off and it looked like, oh, here we go again, despite a fourth down week in a row. But instead, we reversed, and here we are. So let's just see kind of how we go forward. Now, the bulls definitely did regroup, but we're still in a bear market. So I wanted to give you some tools here in today's topic, bear market toolkit, and that's why we called it that. So let's reach in and grab a hammer out right here. So I think one of the best things to do is listen to someone who's probably one of the richest and smartest investors of all time, and that would be Warren Buffett of Berkshire Hathaway. He just celebrated his 94th birthday, I believe, a week ago, 2 weeks ago. I read a lot of his books and autobiographies and so forth. They're really into it. Great, great stuff. But anyway, he said, based quote unquote, markets don't scare you out, they wear you out. Think about that. So we're not scared by this. Well, maybe some people are. But it wears you out. I mean, this has been going on for some time. I mean, every time you get a week and say, okay, maybe we had a turning point, it rolls over. We did have a nice flurry this summer, mid-July to about middle August, when we started getting inflation data a little bit lower and the markets rallied. And then we had some other data and we rolled over. But I guess the point I'm trying to say is for Warren Buffett, the bear market doesn't scare you out. It wears you out. Statement after statement being lower, and at some point you wave the white flag. But the real quote I want to kind of cover today in the bear market toolkit for you this morning is that he says, here it is. A high tide. When you have a high tide, all markets and everything looks really good when that happens, of course, right? But who's swimming naked when the tide goes out? That's his favorite quote. Who's swimming naked? Now, that means, you know, if you didn't have a strategy, you know, and now the high tide has now receded and you're sitting in all these stock funds at your 401k plan and, you know, haven't really made any changes, it's kind of saying, okay, now the tide goes out. If you're swimming naked and we find out who's swimming naked, what can you do about it? So I want to kind of share that because I think there's another approach here. There's nothing wrong with stock funds for most people. Putting money towards retirement in a 401k plan, 403b plan is fully recommended. That's something I've said over and over again. You get the benefit of tax deductibility right off the top, what they call pre-tax, and then you get the impact of dollar cost averaging. But really I'm talking about if you're getting really close to retirement or in retirement and we're in this grisly bear market, we don't know how long it's going to last. Again, bear markets wear you out. They don't scare you out, meaning we got some probably more time ahead. But the strategy of kind of, okay, the tides go out. Who's swimming naked? I hope it's not you. Here's the problem I have with these stock funds, though, unfortunately. If you read a prospectus, and by the way, you'd be pretty nerdy like me, which I read prospectuses, but I'll save that time. But if you read a stock market or stock fund prospectus, you will find that they're invested 95% in stocks. Okay, so not so insightful, Ken. I get it. It's early in the morning. We're getting there. Don't worry. So, yes, they're investing in stocks. But here's the problem. It says by prospectus they have to stay 95% in stocks. What if the money manager, he or she, wants to move things around and say, ooh, I don't like this inflation data coming in late last year or coming in the spring of this year. I want to move some money to cash 20% or 30%. They are handcuffed. Okay, they are handcuffed. That's crazy to think about in the year 2022 that with all the headwinds that we have, that by prospectus, the money manager, he or she, needs to remain 95% in cash at all time to adhere to their prospectus. That's crazy. And at the end of the segment, after you hear this break with Michael Bennett, we'll talk to you about a great offer, Not Your Father's Retirement. And then today I'll add a little sweetener to that, the toolbox. But after the break, I want to go into direct detail of how you can navigate around this rigid 95% in stocks when the market's a bear market. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney? For his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time. 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, bear market toolkit. Yes, we've already reached in the toolkit and given you some ideas of strategies. We're just beginning of how you can combat this bear market. Now, one of the ways I believe is to serve from my friend Mike Bennett, talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. So today and today only, we will do two things. If you call for the book, you'll get your Not Your Father's Retirement. And also the Bear Market Toolkit, which is a PDF as well. Make a newsletter out of it. So here we go. 845-371-0101. By the way, I love getting calls like this. We had a couple of calls last week. I've been listening to your show for years and years. I finally decided to pick up the phone and call. Well, that's you. Come on. You've been listening to all these years. Call the office. We'll send you the book. And equally important nowadays, the Bear Market Toolkit. That's 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. Each chapter builds on it. Try to bring back your father, grandfather's, mom, grandma's retirement. What you can do step by step. It is our most popular book in our series, GPS for Your Finances. So here you go. 845 371 0101. Of course, today is 9/11, September 11th, and where were you on that day and all that? And I lost 8 or 9 friends during that awful time. It's still as if it was yesterday, and I'm sure you have the same feelings about September 11th, but certainly today is a day of reflection. I'm certainly spending some time with family. We're kind of talk about all the things that have happened since then. But certainly, you know, we definitely want to acknowledge September 11th here today. So, you know, you need to stay tuned up next because Casey's Shine On. So the Health and Happiness Show is up next from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25, right after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. And at 5:15 on the way back, Andy Bell of Andy Bell Show. Bill Kugel, you've heard that Southern Charm. It comes on around 6:10 or so. He'll give you national business news, indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, what they did, what they didn't do. The local Hudson Valley business news, by the way, Regeneron, big news this week, up about 16%. Again, we're not recommending you buy any stocks. Disclaimer, disclaimer. When you do radio, you have a lot of disclaimers. But Regeneron in Tarrytown made national news and some type of great therapy for eyes and getting close to FDA approval there. So that was really some good, nice news coming out of Tarrytown, New York. Now, right before the break, we were talking about how we deal with this bear market and bear market toolkit. But first, recognize where we are. And that is that these money managers, as I mentioned, you have a mutual fund. If you read through prospectus, which is beyond boring, well, you'll find that they have to remain 95% invested in stocks and at most 5% in cash. That's crazy. What we really like to do in your kind of bear market toolkit is pull out a null tool. How about, I don't know, sledgehammer? No, sledgehammer is too big in the toolbox. But I'm never around a toolbox. I don't know what's in a toolbox. Okay, so how about a screwdriver? Okay, great. And that is to find money managers. Okay, now if you go to different categories of Morningstar, Morningstar is the ones they rate funds from 5-star rating all the way down to 1-star rating, right? So they've been around a long time. And they have different categories. And you know all the categories, probably gold funds, there's oil funds, there's technology funds, small cap, international, goes on and on and on. But out of this toolkit, I'm pulling one for you. Ready? Here we go. Tactical. Only about 2% of the funds are tactical, and I believe that will change after this bear market. Tactical funds means, by prospectus, that money manager, he or she, can go 100% in stocks, zero in stocks, 100% in bonds, zero in bonds. You give them the latitude that they need to navigate this market. Hallelujah. Yes, that's one of those, I can't sing, but that's really where we are. Now, unfortunately, with most of your fund choices you have at work, many of them don't even have this tactical approach. So I'm going to dig a little bit deeper on this because it's really important. So that takes the timing away from you and the emotion away from you. What happens? You start building a portfolio. You're putting money in a 401k plan. Bear market comes. The high tide goes out. Remember, find out who's naked, who's swimming naked. You get scared. You sell everything, and here we are. A tactical, one of the goals is not only to try to, you know, navigate around a bear market, but also lower volatility that you'll stay in the fund longer. We see why people bounce out of funds and go through different things. Why? Because it's very volatile. We want a smoother ride. And tactical funds in general make a smoother ride because they're not going to usually lean at 95% in stocks no matter what's happening. You know, this market started to change in November of last year. It gave us a lot of precursors. I mean, November last year was the time the Federal Reserve started saying, wait, let's see, okay, inflation's not transitory anymore. For all of last year, they kept on saying, inflation's transitory, up until the time the Federal Reserve Chair, Fed Chair Powell said, okay, I got reappointed, and let's retire the word transitory. Well, that's probably when he should retire, but that's neither here nor there. So the voting members, 7 Federal Reserve voting members, 5 of which have had government jobs their entire life and 2 from academia. None of them actually worked in private sector. Okay, I got that out, right? So we're relying on the Federal Reserve to kind of navigate this. And it's a very difficult situation to be in because they really whiffed last year when we had 5 and 6% GDP growth. You know, maybe raise a quarter here because inflation is not transitory. Inflation gets very sticky at times. And they raise a quarter. Instead, now they're overreacting, a big whiff last year, and now three quarters. And now we're telling you also in your mutual funds, you're 95% in cash, no matter what's going on. Marty Zweig, one of the most famous investors in the 1990s, said, don't fight the Fed. That means don't fight the Federal Reserve. That is, Be cautious when the Federal Reserve is raising rates, tightening money. It's telling you telegraphically what's going on going forward, that with higher interest rates offers more competition to stocks. What does that mean? Let's say money market rates are now at 10%. They're not going to go that high. How much money would you really want in the stock market if you can get guaranteed 10% of money market? Now, we've gone from zero, then to 1%, to 1.75%, so forth and so on. You're up around 3.25%, 3.5%, and that does offer competition. Why? Marty Zweig says, don't fight the Fed. But you're fighting the Fed if you have stock funds that are 95% invested at all time. Ooh, got that off my chest. After this break, we'll dig in a little bit deeper and our bear market toolkit today.
Hi, this is Mike Bennett for Ken Mahoney Asset Management. You know Ken, he's written a bunch of books and one's more popular than the next. Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. You want a free copy of that book? Just be caller number 1 through 20 right now at 845-371-0101. Now, the book sells at Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you can get it for free right now. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide to financial security. The number to call, 845-371-0101. The book covers how best to invest your 401k or 403b plan. It addresses how to make volatility your friend. In the stock market, there's a lot of volatility all year round. First 20 callers get the book for free. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. Just call this number, 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101.
I've been driving trucks for a long time. Safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning, Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, bear market toolkit. Yes, we're going to go to that toolbox. We've already given you some great tools, I believe, to help you combat this bear market. First thing to do is recognize it's a bear market. And bear markets, well, they don't scare you out. They wear you out. Thank you for that, Warren Buffett. Now, you just heard from my friend Mike Bennett, all from my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Get a pen, get a paper, crayons, I don't know, whatever you use, lipstick, and get this number. Get this number right today, especially everything that's going on. We do cover a couple chapters in Not Your Father's Retirement about bear markets and volatility and how to handle it. The markets are volatile, but you don't have to be volatile also, is one of our taglines. So 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us like today, sometimes you can't, right there in that book. And as a little extra toolkit, we're going to add the newsletter. Okay, the newsletter is Bear Market Toolkit. So you get two for, you know, it's usually two for Tuesday, but okay, today's Sunday. Two for Sunday. You get the book, Now Your Father's Retirement, for free. I put a lot of effort into it. It's a semi-autobiography, like my dad, who worked at Local 38. He had a pension, annuity, healthcare, dental, vision. He had it all, basically. And we don't have that necessarily, and we have to kind of recreate that. That book helps you. And the topic that we're talking about today, a bear market, you'll get the bear market newsletter along with that. It's a bear market toolkit we put together. Timely information to deal with this big, grisly bear market. And by the way, my sister up in Cornwall on Hudson, she's always posting on Facebook a grizzly bear. You don't want to get next to a bear, okay? They're grizzly. They're ugly. They're mean. And they, we heard earlier how they fight. They fight with their claws going down. And they're fighting very hard right now, so be careful. And of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. And if you're driving around, your chances are you're probably an essential worker. Thank you. And also, again, September 11th, all those men and women and the challenges that we faced during that time and still haunts us. And for those who were there at the epicenter of all this, we also thank you. All these years later, we still think about our losses. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey show. And around 6:15 or so on Andy Bale show, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, you know that southern accent he has. Well, he'll give you the national business news, the indexes with the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did. Local Hudson Valley business news, a lot of news coming out of Regeneron and Tarrytown this past week. And the Hudson Valley that we created for you. Now, all this information, and we have a lot from my TV appearances, which I had two this past week. This radio becomes a podcast. It's archived on our website. Articles, newsletters, I throw out everything we have on our website. MahoneyGPS.com. Why GPS? Well, we try to navigate you around. MahoneyGPS.com. And sign up for a newsletter. It comes out once a week, Tuesday evening. Keeps you informed of what we're talking about here. And, of course, you're listening to us, thank you in part to Randy Turner, engineer extraordinaire, who helps us make this program work every Sunday morning. So right before the break, I was railing against mutual funds. No, I like mutual funds, by the way. They're professionally managed. They give you diversification. Over time, mutual funds are probably going to do better than if you started picking stocks on your own. Again, outside of IRAs, they're a tax monster. But for today's purpose, though, we want to recognize that there are different categories of mutual funds and funds that are out there. And the one that we focused on today was tactical. And that is, instead of being, you know, kind of handcuffed to a prospectus that says you need to be 95% in stocks at all times, you're giving the money manager flexibility. I mean, that's why they went to grad school, MBAs, and have experience, to give them flexibility, especially during difficult times like this. And some of these tactical funds have had outstanding performance this year relative to the market. Remember, when I say the market, S&P is down about 20% year-to-date, NASDAQ's down 23%. Some of these flexible funds, when you call them tactical funds, think about flexible. They can go stocks, bonds, cash. And now you should start looking into those as one of the areas we had in the toolbox. So right before the break, I was mentioning that all this kind of, I think it's going to come out more and more to give the money managers more flexibility instead of this difficult ride, this bear market. This is a really nasty bear market. It reminds me of shades of 2008. Again, 2008, the financial crisis was worse than this, but here we are. So another area for your toolbox that you can use, I believe, is doing something, some type of planning. Okay, so some people say, oh my God, I'll never be able to retire now because my 401k is lower. That may be fact, maybe fiction, we don't know. But we have something called a GPS, okay, a global. And basically what a GPS is, as you know, in your car, you set it, say, I'm going to a wedding, hey, we're going to Havistraw, hey, we're going to New City, we're going to Montrose, Peekskill, Mayapack, did I hit all you guys yet? Putt Valley, I'll keep on going, New City, stop me. And you plug in the wedding and the GPS brings you there. Same thing, financial planning, we put together a module where you put in what's your destination. Oh, I want $6,000 when I turn 62. Right? Again, then we try to solve for X. You know, look at Social Security coming in, looking at how inflation will impact. But my point is, you know, during this time of crisis in your accounts, you know, have things changed? Do you have to put off in retirement? Or can you still retire? You won't know that unless you do the GPS. That's on our website too, MahoneyGPS.com. I'm going a little bit faster because we got more things in the toolbox to deliver to you. I think one of the best things you can do now is reinvest shares as well. So you have dividends coming from a stock fund or a bond fund or from something. You don't need the money now. Look, at the end of the year, the market may be flatlined, let's say. The market didn't do anything. But let's say you started the year and you have 1,000 shares of XYZ and you've been reinvesting. And at the end of the year, now you have 1,040 shares. You can't say nothing happened, all the went sideways. No, you've accumulated shares. And when we do rebound at some point, there's a cyclicality. Markets go up, markets go down, and here we are in the throes of a bear market. But then you'll have more shares, and when the market does recover, you'll have more shares and probably bounce back quicker. Most people are like, oh, I don't want to reinvest my dividends anymore. And no, actually, this is probably a good time to reinvest your dividends, probably a good time to look at your 401k plans, 403b plans. If, in fact, it's longer term, again, not short term because we're in a bear market, but longer term, maybe you can increase your contributions. I know that's difficult to do at times, to help you also for retirement. Well, once again, we're running out of time. It goes all too fast here Sunday morning. But until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com. And listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.